In August 1966, Mao unleashed the great proletarian cultural revolution. He was assisted by a group later known as the Gang of Four, which tried to build the Mao cult to new heights. In school, children recited his message to them. In Shanghai, at the number 6 girls' school, Xiao Ailing was the headmistress.
The pupils came to realize that all the changes taking place in their families, at school, in Shanghai, and China were brought about by Chairman Mao.
Students were used to carry the Cultural Revolution forward. For the first time, young people were encouraged to attack authority and the old hierarchy of the party. And the advice came from Mao himself. Bombard the headquarters, he said. To rebel is justified. One of the Beijing students who were the first to call themselves Red Guards was Zhong Baoqing.
Chairman Mao started the Cultural Revolution to keep up the momentum for change. Everything he said was right. We thought if we follow Mao, we can't go wrong. Only he can lead us from one victory to another.
A succession of huge rallies was held in Tiananmen Square. The master of mass mobilization had shown he could still draw a political response directly from the people. This time, it wasn't the peasants in the country who did his bidding. The most educated and energetic generation in China was following his every word. The students felt excited and liberated as never before. An estimated 11 million Red Guards came to see Mao. 15-year-old Zhao Shuyun was presented to him.
I was so overwhelmed by the excitement. My mind just went blank. The only thing I wanted to do was to get a good look at Chairman Mao and shake his hand if I got the chance. I shook hands with him 3 times. Because I'd been received by Chairman Mao, millions of Red Guards regarded me with awe. When they saw me, they always wanted to shake the hand that Chairman Mao had shaken.
The rising fervor was directed at Mao's rivals, including President Liu Shaoqi and Deng Xiaoping. Banners attacked Liu. Even small children were taught to denounce Liu. The rage was extended to foreign governments. Western diplomats in Beijing were attacked. Almost anyone who was in power of any kind was denounced as a capitalist sympathizer. The whole structure of the party was brought down, including Zhen Guodong, the district secretary in Tianjin.
In all the previous campaigns, I'd been singling people out and telling them their mistakes. I was the one who found fault with them. I didn't expect the tables to be turned on me this time around. Some of the biggest high school students who were very loyal to Chairman Mao pressed my head down, twisted both my hands behind my back, and made me bend over throughout the denunciation meeting. I didn't think I'd survive.